Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. When I say the word cricket, what do you think of? Probably a black insect, but you could also think about a game or a phone. Well, I have one of those black insects in my house, so that's what I'm thinking of first. So I just thought, what kind of information is there about crickets? I know what kind of sound they make, and I don't want that sound in my house, as well as I really don't want that insect in my house. Crickets can bite, but they don't normally bite people. However, they can be unhealthy. Nothing that you get majorly worried about unless you had a big infestation, because the waste can carry diseases. And if people want to handle crickets, and in some places they do, or coming into contact with its waste, it can cause painful skin sores. Well, I don't think most of us have to worry about that kind of thing unless you are into playing with crickets. Crickets are driven indoors by temperature changes and food and water shortages in their outdoor environment. So they're not really wanting to come in very much. The average lifespan of the cricket is 90 days, and they can typically be found, well, you probably know, places like kitchens, basements, fireplaces, or in cracks and crevices and behind baseboards. So if you want to get rid of crickets, that's just kind of where you look, and we're going to talk a little more about getting rid of them. Crickets are named for the high-pitched sounds male specimens produce to attract females. The chirp is created when the front wings are rubbed together and is amplified by wing surface. Different species of crickets produce distinctive and identifiable sounds. I'm not trying to identify one. I don't care which species it is. And the chirping does have various meanings for certain cultures. In fact, if you really want to hear a chirping cricket often, you can go online and buy a recording. Well, not on my list. Scientifically, the sound that crickets produce is known as stridulation. According to entomologists, crickets are mostly right-winged. What this means is that crickets will rub their right wing against the left wing more than vice versa, thus making them right-winged. That's information you really needed to know. But this is all kind of in fun, and hopefully you find something interesting, something you did not know before. Lower temperatures and lack of water can stop a cricket from chirping, but when you hear it, you know love is afoot, because chirping is how crickets express it. Only the males do it, and they have different songs depending on whether they are trying to attract a female or trying to keep the females they have attracted happy. So, more information from Wikipedia. Crickets are distantly related to grasshoppers, and the hind legs are provided for power for jumping, and as we've said, the front ones are for making those sounds, for especially the males. But some species do not make those sounds at all. There are more than 900 species. I think probably the ones we see here are all the same family. So, what's more about crickets? Crickets can live in lots of places around the world. They do live around the world in regions higher than 55 degrees. They have colonized many large and small islands, sometimes flying over the sea to reach these locations, although most of them we don't know as flying crickets. So perhaps they were conveyed by, you know, in ships, by something that where they rode along to another island. The greatest diversity occurs in tropical locations, such as Malaysia, where there are 88 species, and there were that many heard chirping from a single location. Can you even imagine? Kuala Lumpur. A greater number than this could have been present because some species are mute, as we mentioned. Crickets are found in many habitats. Members of several subfamilies are found in the upper tree canopy in bushes and among grasses and herbs. But they also occur on the ground and in caves, and some are even dig into the ground into deep burrows. Some make home in rotting wood, and certain beach-dwelling species can run and jump over the surface of the water. So as many insects, they are very much adaptable. What about how they have been a part of our lives? Well, they are a part of folklore and mythology, just like many, almost anything we can talk about in life. The singing of crickets in the folklore of Brazil and elsewhere is sometimes taken to be a sign of impending rain or a financial windfall. In one story, the Chronicles of the Spanish Conquest of the Americas, the sudden chirping of a cricket heralded the sighting of land for his crew, just as the water supply had run out. In Brazil, a black cricket in a room is said to portend illness, a gray one money, a green one hope. In another location, a cricket announces death, thus it is killed if it chirps in a house. On the other hand, a loud cricket means money is coming in and therefore must not be killed. So you're going to know where you're living in terms of the folklore. So what about crickets in literature? Yeah, you know, there are a lot of stories, and even one of the favorites of a lot of people, that Jiminy Cricket, who is in our story about Pinocchio. Yep. They're famous and adored in many cases. But before Pinocchio, there was a children's book. Charles Dickens in 1845 wrote The Cricket on the Hearth and tells the story of a cricket which chirps on the hearth and acts as a guardian angel to the family. In another children's book, as we mentioned, is the Pinocchio one, but another one is called The Cricket in Times Square, and it tells the story of Chester the Cricket from Connecticut, who joins a family and their other animals, and is then taken to see Times Square in New York. And that story won a Newbery Honor. That's one of the top honors for children's books. Also, crickets have appeared in poetry. One of the titles was The Kitten Sleeps Upon the Hearth, The Crickets Long Have Ceased Their Mirth, and so on. Well, what are crickets good for? Why might we use them? Yeah, you can go online and find out how to have a cricket farm, and it promises that you could make a lot of money. So, what do we use crickets for? Fish bait, and to feed birds, and particularly chickens. But also in some countries, it could be a major food source. In Asia, especially Cambodia, Laos, Thailand, and Vietnam, crickets commonly are eaten as a snack prepared by deep frying soaked and cleaned insects. In Thailand, there are 20,000 farmers rearing crickets, with an estimated production of 7,500 tons per year. And there is even a project in Laos to improve cricket farming and consequently food security. The food conversion efficiency of crickets is sometimes 5 times higher than that for beef cattle. So it's very high in protein. And then we have the saying, you know, Jiminy Crickets, or just cricket, that for some people early on in 19th century, cricket, just the word cricket, was used instead of the word Christ, and Jiminy Cricket in terms of swearing instead of Jesus Christ. So that's how we change those words. One last item. How do you want to get rid of them or not have them? Of course, the best thing is to have a tight house, and you can spray the outside foundation of your house to keep them from coming in. But there's a cricket bait that I wanted to quickly mention that's very easy. Place a few spoonsful of molasses in a shallow bowl, fill it halfway up with water, Set the bowl in a room where you have a cricket problem. Crickets love molasses, and they'll hop into the bowl when they smell it. And, of course, when you see the crickets in there, you want to empty it. There are chemical cricket baits, but basically they're molasses. So try that. So until next time, what's annoying more than a cricket sound? Well, maybe the fingernails on the chalkboard, but that just lasts for a second.